Have you ever held yourself back, not daring to shine your light? Or perhaps you're longing to connect more fully with your inner light, but you just don't know how? Then this episode is for you, as I'm going to share why it is that you stop yourself from shining your light and how you can heal that so you can be all that you are meant to be. So let's head over to this episode now. It's not your darkness that most frighten you, but your light. Because in this light, you remember that you are one with spirit and with the whole universe, and the ego constantly tries to stop you from connecting with this light. It's strange, isn't it, that we are so afraid of our light, but how many of us have not tried to subdue our light out of fear of what might happen if we actually allow ourselves to shine? I mean, what will others think if we just shine like the beautiful star we are? And some of us may even have fears around somehow being persecuted for shining our light, as in our past, we do have a history of burning witches and crucifying spiritual teachers and hanging those who seem to be different to the rest. And shining our light in this ego-dominated world certainly would be different. And this is how the ego makes us think that we are safer hiding in the shadows than letting our inner light shine freely through us. But after a while, we can feel this inner longing of connecting with spirit, of connecting with our inner light. And we then start to remove the dark clouds that hides our inner light. And as we do, we start to hear spirit's voice guiding us. We start to feel this flutter of hope that perhaps we are loved and innocent and pure. And after a while, this hope turns into faith. And faith turns into an inner knowing. And for each step, we are brought closer and closer to spirit, stepping more and more into this beautiful light. And the closer we move into that light, the more we let go of the old world, a world filled with fear. And instead, the real world is revealed to us, a world filled with love. We're still here, in our bodies, in this physical reality, but we now see through our spiritual eyes. So all we see is love, or a cry for help and healing, which really is a cry for more love, as love is the only medicine that truly heals. It's like we are here in our physical reality, in our bodies, but we are thinking the thoughts of heaven. The madness the ego has got us to believe is that we need to protect ourselves from this light, because the ego knows that when we step into this light, the ego is no more. So it gets us to believe that somehow this light would crush us into nothingness, that we would end up losing ourselves and become tiny and small and insignificant. And we then believe that if we truly connected with this light, the world we have made would be thrown away, which it would, as the world we made when we take an action from the ego mind is a world filled with fear. So in order to protect this insane world we made, we try to cover up this inner light by hiding it under the ego's dark thought system. And this is why we resist going within to look deeply at our inner fears. Because if we made this inner journey of healing, we would not find more darkness, which is what the ego would have us believe. Instead, we would actually discover our inner light. Then, once we make the decision that we are willing to heal and we start to journey inwards and we begin to uncover the various layers of dark limiting beliefs we have, and we then get an initial glimpse of one of those dark thoughts, the ego will go, "See, I told you that you were horrible, and here is the proof." Making us believe that this dark thought is true, which it isn't. It's just a thought from the ego, a thought designed to cover up our inner light, a thought that is filled with a darkness that we then will project out onto others, making them into the villains in our lives. So we can believe that this inner darkness is not inside of us. Instead, we can make ourselves believe that it's those others that are the guilty ones. And so the ego keeps us trapped in this dark world, stopping us from journeying within, as we are terrified of what we will find. It's crazy, really, that we are more afraid of our light than our shortcomings. And the Course states that you are more afraid of God than of the ego, and love can't enter where it's not welcomed. But hatred can, for it enters of its own volition and cares not for yours. This is why we have to go deep into our unconscious mind and observe all the dark corners of our psyche. And as we notice them, we then invite love into that darkness. We invite the light in. And as we do, we heal. So never hide any of your suffering from your inner teacher, your beautiful soul's angel. Instead, hand it all gladly over to her because she knows how to heal you. She knows the perfect spiritual medicine for you. So don't leave any spot of pain hidden from her light, and search your mind carefully for any thoughts you may fear to uncover, for she will heal every thought you have kept to hurt you, and she will cleanse it until it has been transformed into light. Another way that you can heal quickly is to also notice which ones in your life you judge or view as somehow wrong or guilty. Because the moment you withhold your love from someone, you will be hiding a dark place in your mind from your soul's angel, and this will block her healing light from reaching into your mind. Therefore, let her help you heal even more deeply by inviting her into this area of your mind where you hold a judgment towards someone, so she can help guide your thoughts back to love. This heals you, as healing only happens when you let love enter into your mind, and love can only enter where it has been invited. So next time you meet someone that really triggers you, that somehow gets you all worked up, see this person instead as an angel in disguise, here to help you discover a dark area in your mind so you can invite love into this area, which enables you to connect more fully with your inner light. This heals you. And suddenly you can see how this awkward person is bringing you a massive gift, a gift of awakening. Thank you for listening to this short extract from A Course Say Yes to Miracles, which is based on the principles from A Course in Miracles weaved together with ancient wisdom traditions embracing the divine feminine. So it blends the masculine and the feminine, the earthly and the heavenly, as this blending helps you to align your body, mind, soul and spirit. If you like to connect more fully with your inner light, then I recommend you listen to the podcast episode called Let Your Inner Light Shine. If you've already listened to it, then you can fast forward to the meditation, which you find around 8 minutes into the episode. You also find more information on how you can invite more love, happiness, abundance, and miracles into your life by visiting cecywilliams.com/miracles, where you find some more podcast episodes and guided meditations. Wishing you an amazing week, and I see you soon. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.